World. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are paying their respects to Queen Elizabeth Monday, joining other world leaders, the royal family, and a small group of invited guests at a somber, pomp-filled funeral ceremony at Westminster Abbey that celebrated the Queen's 70 years of service as Britain's longest-serving monarch. The Bidens arrived late Sunday for the event and have kept a low profile in the British capital, holding no official diplomatic meetings and keeping their public comments to the topic of the Queen's recent death, September 8th, at the age of 96. White House officials told VOA before the funeral that Washington's strong ties to London will continue after the recent change in leadership, which includes the new king, Charles III, and recently installed Prime Minister Liz Truss. Biden will meet with Truss Wednesday in New York on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly meeting. National Security Council Director of Strategic and Communications John Kirby told VOA the White House is confident that King Charles and Prime Minister Truss will continue the special relationship between the U.S. and Great Britain. Sunday, Biden and his wife paid their respects as the Queen's body lay in state at Westminster Hall, with tens of thousands lined for hours to pass her elaborately adorned casket. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Many of the mourners have spent cold nights to reach the foot of the Queen's flag-draped coffin in a moving outpour of national grief. Chrissy Harry was the very last person to go past the coffin.
It is an honour. I am currently serving with the Royal Air Force, so to be able to do that on behalf of the Royal Air Force and a female to an amazing lady that will never be replaced.
Here it adds, she'll be staying in Westminster for the funeral. Charles de Ledesma, London.
This is VOA News. Ukraine's nuclear energy operator Energoatom said Monday a Russian missile struck near a nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine. The Ukraine official said in a statement the missile landed 300 meters from the Bivdenokretsk nuclear power plant but did not damage its reactors. The Ukraine energy operator said the strike did damage nearby buildings. From the social media platform Telegram, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said in response to the missile strike, "Russia endangers the whole world. We have to stop it before it's too late." The Pivdenokretsk plant is Ukraine's second largest nuclear plant. The largest, the Zaporizhia nuclear plant, has been shut down since early September following shelling that Russia and Ukraine have blamed on each other. Zelensky said Sunday there would be no let-up in the effort by his country's military to retake territory from Russian forces. Zelensky's comments, made during his regular nightly address, followed gains by Ukrainian forces in the Kharkiv region in northeastern Ukraine during a counteroffensive this month. China has issued a strong reaction to U.S. President Joe Biden's comments during a televised interview Sunday that U.S. forces would defend Taiwan if Beijing tries to invade as a violation of U.S. commitments about the Self-Root Island. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Beijing gave no indication of possible retaliation. Biden said yes when asked during an interview broadcast Sunday on CBS's 60 Minutes program whether U.S. forces would invade Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion. The comment added to displays of official American support for the island democracy in the face of growing shows of force by the mainland's ruling Communist Party, which claims Taiwan is part of its territory. China's foreign ministry said the U.S. remarks violate Washington's commitment not to support formal independence for Taiwan, a step Beijing has said would lead to war. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. military says an aircraft carrier strike group from the U.S. will visit South Korea this week, according to a significant show of strength amid concerns North Korea will soon conduct a nuclear test. In a statement, the U.S. Naval Forces of Korea said the USS Ronald Reagan carrier strike group will visit the southern South Korean port city of Busan in the coming days. The statement said the strike group personnel will visit and engage with their South Korean Navy partners and conduct a cultural exchange with South Korean people. The nuclear-powered carrier, which holds more than 80 aircraft, will also conduct drills off the coast with South Korea's Navy. If confirmed, it would be the first time a U.S. aircraft carrier group has conducted such drills near South Korea since 2017, during the heightened tensions between former U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Repeating the hour's top story, U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are paying their respects to Queen Elizabeth Monday in London. Report